We Wear the Ring, Episode 0. Back in action. Ladies and gentlemen, dukes and duchesses, welcome back to We Wear the Ring, a podcast about Duquesne sports and the people who love them. This is your host, Dave, and joining me on the line, as he will every show, is Steve. Today, we're going to talk about the fact that we're back, goals for the show and the website, and what we'll do moving forward. So, Steve, reunited at last, huh?
Yeah, it's been a while, hasn't it?
A little bit. A few years, maybe?
More than a few.
Yeah, a couple things are different since back then.
Yeah, I've been continuing to write, you know, but I haven't necessarily found a home for my Duquesne content as well as I would like to have at the Point of Pittsburgh. You know, we've been doing a lot of Pirates coverage, a lot of City Life coverage. Was hoping to throw in the occasional Duquesne article there as well, and I did, but it just never really felt right, the format that we were trying to write in over there. So really glad to have We Wear the Ring back, because it is a great vessel for my Duquesne content. Certainly, it feels right.
Yeah, you know, I definitely read some of your articles over the last couple of years that you put up about Duquesne at Point of Pittsburgh, and you know, they were very good articles, but you're right, something just didn't quite feel right about having them there. I don't know what it was. It just felt a little bit, off in terms of placement, even though that, you know, certainly there was nothing wrong with the articles themselves. So good stuff. So that was, I guess that was your inspiration in kind of resurrecting this.
Yeah. I mean, I think a huge part of that is, you know, I think that there's people out there that want more Duquesne content than what they're getting right now too. There's a lot of excitement around the program. I mean, I know I'm excited, and that's a huge reason why I'd like to come back into this now. I think it's a great time to jump back in. I think, you know, Keith Ambrose doing a great job so far with the men's basketball program. I think the women's basketball program is doing wonderful things as well. There's tons of things for us to write about. There's plenty of people that want to read, so why not get back into it? Why not restart We Wear the Ring?
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, you can't beat what Bert's doing with the women's program, what Dambert's doing with this program, you know, and there was enough along the way to say, okay, you know, it looks like Harper is doing the right kind of stuff. But I mean, I think that any doubt had to be left behind when they announced the renovations to Palumbo and the change, of course, to Cooper. You know, I think any doubts there had to be erased, that this is legit. There is a commitment there. You know, hearing Harper speak about it, hearing Mr. Gormley speak about it. I don't know. Is he Mr. Doctor? I'm not actually sure.
He's a doctor, I believe.
But yeah. Hearing Ken Gormley speak about it, the President Gormley speak about it. Boy, just, there's so much excitement on their part, and you can really see that. And, you know, Ken Gormley, I mean, his relationship with the university goes a long, long way. And so certainly there's got to be a lot of satisfaction on his part as well for getting this stuff done. So when you see those sorts of things and the signs of, you know, real honest to God seriousness, not just, you know, hey, let's get some new chairs and put pads on some of them, you know, like honest to God, this is happening. This is going to be, you know, a really strong effort, and everything looks like it's going to be top notch. I mean, I know the renderings aren't final at all, but there's no doubt we're going to have a modern arena, and that's really exciting.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. And I think even one step further, I think the practice facilities are going to be second to none in the Atlantic 10 Conference, you know, whether it's the basketball side of things or even the other Olympic programs. You know, there's not many other schools that can boast indoor training facilities for their soccer programs in the Atlantic 10 at this point. You know, they've got a home to train year-round. And truth be told, I think that the design out, you know, with covered McCloskey Field could even open up the door down the road to bring baseball and softball back. You know, that was a huge issue for them it was putting that bubble up every year for baseball, and I think that was a huge cost associated with it. If they've already got the covered space, the indoor space, the year-round facility, they don't need to you know, pay to build a bubble on the on Rooney Field anymore.
You know, I'll tell you what, I mean, I always just kind of took for granted the bubble went up. I never considered that it was primarily so that the baseball could get started with their training in softball. That's, wow, okay, yeah, I'll buy that.
Yeah, and just to clarify, we never had softball before. But
it could come, yeah.
It's a great way to balance out some scholarships if they decide to add baseball back.
For sure. Well, that'd be really cool if they did. Well, so for my part, since we did this stuff, well, more recently I had a kid, so that's pretty cool. I ran a pretty nerdy website that you couldn't even possibly come close to shoehorning any Duquesne content in at all, but it was a lot of fun for what we did. It was for a competitive game, and a lot of podcasting, a lot of writing, a lot of everything-ing for that. So certainly been keeping up on that, but that kind of wrapped up a little while ago, and I've been sort of without that outlet for, I mean, I just enjoy working with audio for one. For two, I like talking, so, you know, just ask anybody who ever has to listen to me.
You and me both.
Yeah, there you go. So yeah, I've kind of missed that. I've kind of had this like podcast shaped hole in my hobbies. So that was as big a part of it for me as anything else. So here we are. We have this intro episode. We are doing this again. We're going to have the website with the content. It's wewearthering.net is coming back. So let's talk a little bit. Like, what do we want to accomplish with the site, with the show here? What are some goals you want to make sure we hit on?
So, I mean, I think it's important that we hit on year-round content. You know, that's high quality content, you know, the same kind of content that we could have expected before, regular content, you know, opinion pieces. But on top of that, you know, our plans this time around are also to branch out in reporting as well. You know, before it was, We Were the Ring was commentary, entirely commentary. And at this point, I think we want to delve into actual reporting at this point, but we'll have more on that to come.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think we ought to start off saying that everything is under construction right now. This is the graphic that you see for the podcast logo for the website. I mean, that was me in a few minutes using a couple of different image manipulation software programs. Nothing super.
Don't tell them your secrets.
Well, nothing super amazing. This is all like, let's get this together and have it look good enough so that we can start, because it's important to us to start with the season. I mean, I think starting a little late just doesn't feel as good, and while it'd be nice to have everything right there from day one, it's just not practical.
No, and again, you're going to see some changes over the site, especially over the next 6 months, as mm-hmm. we sort of expand things and sort of grow into our new home.
And a big part of that is going to be you guys telling us, you know, listeners telling us what you want, you know, no guarantees, but we certainly welcome feedback, and that's going to help us, you know, be better. We're a part of the same community that all of you are, and as Duquesne alums, as Duquesne fans, and so forth and so on. So, you know, we want to serve those desires just as much as anything else, and that's important.
No, I agree with that. And, you know, again, I think what it comes down to is content. There's mm-hmm. people that want to read, and unfortunately, you know, and I'm not going to throw Post-Gazette Trib under the bus. I mean, they're in it to make money, and unfortunately at the moment, Duquesne's not necessarily a money-making venture. And, you know, granted, you know, the Post-Gazette is doing something there, maybe not as much as they could, but there is a hole, there is a demand, and mm-hmm. I do believe we can fill that demand.
Well, yeah, and I don't want to minimize. There are certainly some great people out there doing this stuff, and hopefully we'll encounter them along the way and keep things, you know, friendly and good with them, because there's no point in doing it otherwise. We just figured we have experience with this, so why not add to the conversation? You know, there are great people doing it, but there aren't enough of them. And sure. Hey, we've done this before, so why not come back, do it again, get a creative outlet for ourselves, and also do it in a way where we're supporting something that we just really, really love. I mean, Steve, I know you came from out of the area a little bit, but I mean, I've been going to these games since I was like 3 years old with my dad. So a large percentage of my life has been spent rooting for a team that unfortunately for a lot of that time hasn't, you know, the fortunes haven't been so great. We don't need to dig into that. And finally, we, you know, we have a guy with Danbro. We got Nate Harper doing his stuff. We have the arena going to be upgraded. It's just, it all feels like something's coming together and is about to culminate. And I just want to be paying very close attention as it does. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I am as well. So,
well then let's talk a little bit about the site, the show, some more specifics. One thing I'll say is that we're going to keep these generally to 30 to 45 minutes unless a special circumstance warrants something longer. We don't want to belabor any points, and so I don't think we need to say anything more about that so that we're not belaboring that point. Let's talk about what we maybe won't talk about as much as we go through, because I'm sure we'll get some questions. There's going to be, I think, not that we don't like the program, not that we aren't going to cheer for the red and the blue regardless. We're probably not going to talk so much about football.
No, and, you know, that's something that we actually stopped covering at the Point of Pittsburgh a little while ago. You know, again, this isn't necessarily to get on my soapbox or anything like that, you know, but the reality of it is I've become less interested in football over the years as more information's come out about the brain disorders that develop from people after their career. And again, I don't want to be a part of it, but at the same time, you know, I'd rather just quietly not produce it. Again, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the folks that want to continue and love football. I personally love the game of football. I think it's fantastic. There's something missing from my Sundays and my Saturdays because I don't watch football anymore. But at the same time, you know, would not expect to see much football coverage in the site moving forward.
You know, and as we talked about this and sort of weighed it out, you know, it's easy for me to reflect on. I was at the Duquesne LaSalle game where Preston, the LaSalle player, Preston Plavridis, got hit. It was a second impact syndrome thing. Was in a very, very bad way. He's never going to be the same again. That hit happened like right in front of where I was sitting. So I completely get that. And that's always been in the back of my mind. And as you say, as more and more stuff comes out about CTE, and I think about that, you know, witnessing that right there, that was a scary moment. I've been kind of going the same direction. So enough said about that. The Olympic sports, they're pretty great. That said, we'll highlight accomplishments as they come through and notable things. But I think it's fair to say our primary focus is on the men's and women's basketball programs.
Yeah, and I think that given our history, you know, given our readership and just looking back at historically where we've been, men's basketball, then second women's basketball are the articles and pieces that we write that people read. And again, it is about giving you guys what you want, and that is more Duquesne content. You know, so we're going to focus on the areas that most people seem interested in reading and making sure we're putting out quality there.
Well, frankly, it's the programs that most alums follow. It's the programs that we follow. And that's just kind of where it goes. And plus, they're easier to follow than anything else. I mean, if I'm glued to go Duquesne, I can see what, for example, actually, they're doing pretty great, though, the women's bowling team. I can see what they're up to and what's going on with them. But it's hard to track all of it. One, there's too many of them. And for two, it can just be very, very difficult to follow or really get a good lead on even just the personality of the people involved. So it's not to say we won't talk about it at all. Again, props to the Duquesne women's bowling team because they've been doing quite well. The program's so new and they've been doing so well so fast. I just think that's really cool. And if somebody's going to accomplish that, let's do it for the red and blue.
Indeed.
Finally, I think we have to put out just kind of a general thank you to the community. You know, there was a lot of good engagement and conversation with We Wear the Ring the last time around. I think we've kind of slimmed down and narrowed our focus to where it needs to be this time. the discussions we've had, everything's been in a really good place. So thank you for everything from before. And I think thank you in advance for, you know, for your eyeballs. Again, there's a lot of ways that you can spend your time. And if you spend a little bit of it with us, well, then we're certainly very grateful.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a lot of fun. Not that the first go around wasn't a lot of fun, but, you know, Dave and I both have a lot more experience doing what we do best. And we've got a talented group of people that we're bringing on as well, that are going to provide some, you know, what I think is going to be amazing content that's really going to help people get closer to the program, get excited about the program, and really, you know, follow it from a more in-depth perspective.
And that's really what it comes down to. We've got more experience now. We want to add to the conversation. We want to help to elevate the conversation and just be a part of that whole process. And that's, I agree. It's just going to be a lot of fun. I'm really, really looking forward to all of this. All right. Well, that's the end of our short little intro episode here. We will be back soon. I can't tell you when, because it takes time for podcasts to trickle their way through. So this is the launch episode. We'll have regular stuff for you very shortly.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for listening. We Wear the Ring is a product of WWTR Network. Theme music is the Duquesne Pep Band, featuring me on the saxophone. Don't forget to check out our website at wewearthering.net for more articles and discussion. We'll be back soon, and until then, go Dukes.